Charlotte Area Transit System is considering new options for extending transit lines north and west of the city and for tying them all together uptown. And there are a few surprises. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
The options are part of an updated 2030 transit plan that CATS CEO John Lewis says could cost $6 to $8 billion. They include a light rail line running west from uptown, past the airport, and possibly, CATS says, across the Catawba River into Gaston County. North of the city, the current preferred alternative is a commuter train to Lake Norman. But Norfolk Southern, which owns the tracks, won't let CATS use them. So new options include express buses in the I-77 toll lanes, or another new idea, light rail along US 21 to Mooresville, which would require a bridge across Lake Norman, says Lewis.
We're taking a fresh look at that corridor to identify any alternatives that we can come up with that may allow us to provide rail options in a faster time frame.
CATS also is wrestling with another tangle, how to connect new and existing lines uptown. One idea, a 1 mile east-west tunnel under uptown from I-277 to Graham Street. It would be the most expensive option by far, though CATS says it currently has no cost estimates. Another issue, CATS still has to figure out how to pay for all this. CATS is holding public meetings through mid-August and conducting an online survey to gather feedback on the ideas. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.